She wore the same grey dress that she wore so often, neat and becoming. And her brow was as candid, her eyes as untroubled as when I had been used to see her occupied with her household duties in the studio. "Come and have a game of chess," said Strickland. I do not know why, at the moment, I could think of no excuse. I followed them, rather sulkily, to the table at which Strickland always sat, and he called for the board and the chessmen. They both took the situation so much as a matter of course that I felt it absurd to do otherwise. Mrs. Strover watched the game with inscrutable face. She was silent, but she had always been silent. I looked at her mouth for an expression that could give me a clue to what she felt. I watched her eyes for some telltale flash, some hint of dismay or bitterness. I scanned her brow for any passing line that might indicate a settling emotion. Her face was a mask that told nothing. Her hands lay on her lap, motionless, one in the other loosely clasped. I knew from what I'd heard that she was a woman of violent passions, and that injurious blow that she'd given Dirk, the man who'd loved her so devotedly, betrayed a sudden temper and a horrid cruelty. She had abandoned the safe shelter of her husband's protection and the comfortable ease of a well-provided establishment for what she could not but see was an extreme hazard.